The following is an interview with Lilla Zalumet Mayor Corey Spence discussing the work being done to upgrade the water and sewer system in the village of Chapeau this summer.
So for those that aren't super familiar here, can you describe a little bit about overall what the project is for this summer here in Chapeau?
Yeah, so for those who aren't familiar, it's basically we're putting in new water and sewer lines and a pumping station. And of course, what goes along with that is once the water and sewer lines are ripped out or two ripped them out, you're pulling up the road work. So then there's going to be some new sidewalks and paving. And it's for the main areas in Chapeau, so which is Front Street, Rushmore Street, and St. Jacques Street. So a big portion of it is being done over the course of the summer. The project itself started out in April, and we're looking to complete it probably mid to late fall.
So the water and sewer work specifically in those areas, it's just like replacing pipes and that kind of thing, or?
Right. So for the village itself, so there are, once water and sewer is in place in an urbanized area, you're required to keep it according to the rules and regulations for the province of Quebec. Now, also the province monitors this, and of course, everyone monitors it, the municipality, and after a certain time frame, or once they're out of date or they're past their useful life, they need to get replaced. Now, typically the life range for these things is, depending on when they were installed, the original life was, I believe, was 40 years, 40 to 60 years. And these ones here that we're ripping out were installed in the early to mid 50s. So basically that's well overdue. So the past council and the current council have been trying to get this done, and we've got some funding from the province, and we're finally starting to get this updated. And that's going to be a really, really nice improvement, especially with the new streets for the village of Chapeau. We're really happy about that. And not only do the villagers deserve this, as well as the rest of the island, out of the nine.
And I understand you're doing some work on the pumping station there as well. Can you describe just sort of what's
right.
going on there?
Yeah, so the pumping station itself is the village of Chapeau, half of it is higher up and the rest of it is lower down. So the pumping station is a really big piece of it, and just the way it is and the size of it is quite the engineering feat. So it's at the bottom of a hill, so most of the water and sewer will get gravity fed to the pumping station, and then once it's at the pumping station, gets pumped up to the treatment plant, which is on St. Jacques Street. So it's quite interesting to see, and it's a pretty big project, especially for our neck of the woods, and we're happy that it's going on in our area.
Do you go into a little bit about where you guys are at in the project currently, what still remains to be done here? We're just heading into the construction holidays here right now, but...
Yeah, that's right. So we're heading into construction holidays, and we're probably about around the halvway mark, maybe. I'd like to say a little bit past the halfway mark. So there's still some stuff that has to be done for the pumping station. So some mechanical and electrical work needs to be done. And then some more water and sewer lines need to get put in place on the main street there, St. Jacques. And once that's done, then we start looking into the final bits of it, which is the paving and the putting the sidewalks back in. And of course, the villagers have been putting up with all this construction work all summer, and we're very grateful for their patience in that, because their front lawns are getting ripped up. There's a big inconvenience to them, but they've been very patient and been very helpful, and recognizing what their village is going to look like afterwards.
And do you have an estimated finish date for this year's work?
Yeah, so I'm thinking that I would say mid to late fall we'll get it done. If we can get it done sooner, all the better. The crews have been working very hard, and they were getting slightly ahead of schedule. However, there's still coordination of all the other contractors in terms of the paving portion of it. So, initially we thought it would go into next spring, but I think we're going to be done this year.
And just going off that here, replacement of pipes and that kind of thing is just sort of an ongoing thing for a lot of municipalities there with these types of systems. So where does this fit in, I guess, in the larger scheme of you guys replacing your infrastructure there?
Well, it's a big chunk that needs to be done, and if you can imagine that, you know, water, once it's done, then we can say that that chunk is maintenance free for a period of time. After these things get older, you know, which is the older vintage, that what happens is that we're constantly doing Band-Aid fixes. Pipes will get frozen and burst and cause higher maintenance costs. And I'm sure other municipalities across the MRC are experiencing the same thing where they have water and sewer, such as Fort Kalunge and Campbell's Bay, and I imagine Shawville as well. I can't speak for them, but I'm just assuming that, as their infrastructure, I'm sure, is old as well. So what that means, or what's kind of newsworthy about this, is that as that infrastructure gets replaced, the municipality will then be allowed to spend, you know, on other areas of it. So once your infrastructure is, your water and sewer infrastructure is flagged as being needing to be, you know, upgraded by the province, they require any grant money that you get to go towards that and that alone. So once this gets done, there'll be other areas of the village that will need to be upgraded as well, but we're that much closer to the goal of having, you know, that put behind us, and we can start spending more and more of our grant money towards upkeeping the rest of the infrastructure on the island, in particular the roads.
And do you have an idea on the overall cost of this year's work?
Yeah, so this year project here is just north of a total cost of $7
million. Jeez.
So it's yeah, it's a big, big, big project. You know, these people have been in the area for a while, and they've been helping with the local businesses and spending locally, which is fantastic. They're up here, you know, generally from Sunday evening till Thursday or Friday, and when they're here, they're spending their money and helping to contribute to the local area, which is good as well. So you know, it's all positive.
And what's the breakdown there between what's sort of municipal funds and what's the grant funding you got there from the province?
Right. So typically, depending on the structure of the grant, it's typically around a 20-80 ratio. So 20% municipal, and 80% is, 40 would have been done by the Quebec province, province of Quebec, and then another 40% would have been done by the federal government. So 40-40-20 is the typical rule of thumb for it. With this project here, it's probably a little bit more on the municipal side is going to be contributing more towards that, just because of the past funding structure that went through COVID. So this project has been a pre-COVID project, and the COVID had affected some of the funding structure.
Okay. So it's not just for this year's work, it's for work going back earlier, or?
Yeah, so these projects, these types of projects just don't happen overnight,
yeah.
You know, at this scale. So they take years of planning, of engineering, and even the grant money for it is over the course of many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they get sped through in a timely manner. You know, when I say a timely manner, I mean the two-year time frame is generally a timely manner. However, when this first started was pre-COVID, and then there was a delay in there, of course, with COVID, and now we're getting it through now, which is post-COVID.
Corey, thank you for your time. Thanks for speaking with me. If there's anything else you wanted to touch on there, or anything that else you wanted to let our listeners know, I'll give you the last word here.
Okay, yeah. So just I want to say thank you to all our visitors and all to the residents of Île-aux-Allumettes for all that they've been putting up with over the course of the summer. It's not just a few weeks of construction, it's a whole summer of construction. And then at that note, and the final note, I'd like to wish everybody to come out to our little festival that we have, which is Festival d'Ile, coming up in August 12th and 13th.